One thing I like about the month of November, it's the precursor to all the holidays. And of course, one of my favorite holidays coming up is Thanksgiving. Joining me now, Shannon Sheets, Gary Vauder, who with the Kiwanis Club are getting ready for the Thanksgiving Day dinner. How are you guys doing?
Just fine. Thank you.
Yeah. Good this morning. Thank you.
Yeah, good. So first off, how many years have you guys been doing this?
Us personally or the event?
The Kiwanis in general.
Boy, I've been in a Kiwanis Club here for 12 years, and they've been doing it ever since I was here. And it wasn't held at Elks originally. It was done differently, as I understand. They used to have a caterer that cooked the turkeys for free, and then they brought the turkeys over to
the event center,
and then they brought the turkeys over to I think the
couple different churches,
Nazarene Church and a couple others, and whatever they could do at the time. So I wish I knew exactly how many years, but I don't.
But it's been a lot of years.
It's been a lot of years. Yes,
it's actually been going since the 90s.
Is it?
And there's a few volunteers that have been doing it since the beginning. And once it was started, it was for less than 100 people, and it was basically done out of the church. I know we did the Presbyterian Church for a number of years. It seems like there was another church, and then we ended up transferring to the Nazarene Church because we kept outgrowing each location. So the Kiwanis, they think, have been doing it for about 14 years, it seems like. And each year, we keep getting bigger and bigger. One year, we served over 750 meals. And then last year, we scaled back because of COVID and didn't know what we would have. Every year, it's increased, except for the one year we had a power outage on Thanksgiving, and that was our lowest numbers in years.
Well, I remember the one of the years that I was there, we had like 30 minutes, the power went out, too, and we were like, oh, what's going to happen?
Yeah, and a lot of the volunteers left and didn't come back.
Yeah.
Volunteers didn't come back.
But we got it all taken care of, because when we do it inside the lodge, we can seat 350 people at one time, and we have to have 60 volunteers, probably close to 60 volunteers, just to do this.
Right, because you got to clean the tables after each group leaves, and you got to set them back up.
Absolutely,
and ready to go.
And, so it takes a lot of people.
So
when we sit down
now, last year you guys served all the food you had in about 35 minutes. Is that because you cut back a little bit because of COVID as far as the amount of food, or did you serve as many meals as you might have had you been open?
We aimed for 500 meals last year as kind of a lower number than the year before, only because we didn't know what to expect. We didn't know if we would have anybody hit the drive-through. We didn't know if people were going to be willing to eat out. And we found out we were very wrong. Everybody was lined up. People started lining up 90 minutes early. And we gave ourselves a 2-hour window and went through all of our food in less than 35 minutes. And we know we served just under 500 meals.
Is the plan this year then to maybe ramp up a little bit?
Yes, we're buying for 600 this year. I think one of the different things when we do it to go is we have a larger container than a plate. So I think one of the things, we ran out of food because we were giving a little more because we were trying
portions.
To fill this. To fill the to-go
container.
So that's something we're working on this year, make sure we have enough food because we ran out of some things before others. So this year we're ordering 22 turkeys, averaging 21 pounds. That's boneless turkey, so it's almost all meat. The only bone in it is the drumsticks. And
has it always been boneless turkeys?
No, it hasn't. But years ago, before my time, I think Sean Barrett and a couple people knew how to debone turkeys, so they'd buy them with bones, and then they had a crew comes in and deboned them before they were cooked. And so that... that changed when it makes it a lot easier to cook the turkeys and to slice them.
Right, so, and it takes less time to cook a breast than it does to cook the whole
turkey.
Well,
it's not just a breast, it's a whole turkey.
Oh, okay.
It is a whole turkey, just no bones in it.
Except
we take and cut off the drumsticks, and we bake those and tear them apart for dark meat. But then when we cook them, we take them out, cut them, we have dark and you have the breasts, you have the thighs, you have the whole turkey.
Now, you could tell me before we went on here that you've got the volunteer crews set up. Do you need any donations or anything? I mean, is there anything needed still?
We actually collect, every year we collect food donations for the Florence and Mapleton Food Shares. And we do accept donations to help offset the cost. It's not required. It's not mandatory. Some people just feel like they're in the giving mood.
Right. The meal, I mean, it's entirely free.
And it always 100% has been. Free. Yeah.
And, yep. Of course, with the prices of things, I run the kitchen at the Elks Lodge, so I know pricing. And these turkeys have gone up from $3.60 to over $4 now. So the cost has increased. So our cost is almost reaching $5,000 to put this together. Hmm. And so we get some good donations, and we appreciate it.
And you guys are always planning the year ahead, too, right? I mean, once this is over, you guys are back on the wheel again, getting ready for the next one.
Well, I wish we could do that, but no.
You take a little time off?
We take some time off. We really didn't get started until about a month ago, probably.
I think we've been doing it long enough and together that we've kind of got
the system.
Kinks worked out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if we have to go back again to the, when we go back to sit down, because I think it's a better community project if we can come in and all sit together. People, you know, you see people you haven't seen in a long time, and I think they enjoy that, and they can sit and enjoy the meal there. I'm looking forward to that again.
Yeah, I think that is a much a more community feel there when everybody gets to sit. I mean, because it's great to have a free meal for Thanksgiving. You know, but it's better to come see the people that you love and, you know, hang out with them a little bit, too. So make my mouth water. Give us the menu. Talk about, in fact, I'm just thinking about it. I'm already starting now.
I'll start with pumpkin pie.
We have pumpkin pie, turkey, mashed potatoes and gravy, yams, a roll, a dinner roll. And
vegetables?
No, we don't do vegetables. Sure. We cut the vegetables out.
We can't do vegetables with a to-go style very easily.
Because they're kind of wet.
And the liquid, yeah.
Because we already put the gravy in a
to-go container. And cranberries.
And cranberry. We have cranberry also.
Hmm. And then I heard that there's pumpkin pie.
Yeah, there's pumpkin pie.
Yeah. Okay. And pumpkin is the quintessential dessert then? There's no, like, you know.
When we would do sit-down meals, we would have apple or pumpkin pie with the to-go's. We felt like that would slow the process down.
Well, and pumpkin's pretty sturdy.
It is sturdy.
Apple kind of runs, you know, when you do that. Yeah. All right. So tell me, and obviously it's Thanksgiving Day. What are the times?
11:30 is when we will start serving, and we know we'll be done by 12:30. The route will start at 12th and Maple, and then basically come eastbound on 12th Street and turn into the Elks Lodge, in which then we will separate into two different lines. So we'll have split lines and be able to be a little more efficient with our time and handing out. There'll be a maximum of 4 meals per car, unless there's more participants in the car with you. And
so, in other words, if you want your family to get fed and you have more than 4, bring them with you.
Bring them with you.
Or go back and get in line again.
Or go back. Or you and your spouse, you know, drive behind
separately.
Each other.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's the way to do it. Yeah.
We do recommend if you have an electric car that you plan accordingly.
Oh, so I keep it charged up before. Yeah. Did you have one that went out last year or something?
We did.
Oh, my.
We did. I think that car was probably in the first 5 vehicles on one of the route or rows. And come time to start opening, and the car could not start.
Wow.
And we had some good Samaritans on Thanksgiving that helped. It actually took a lot of effort and rearranging and...
Wow. Yeah, okay, that's a good idea. And fill your tank up with gas if you don't have an electric vehicle.
Or go to the bathroom before you leave home.
There you go. Thank you both so much for being here, and a good success this Thanksgiving. It's a wonderful thing that's done. I know a lot of people may not get a decent meal on Thanksgiving were it not for the Kiwanis work there. So thank you.
We appreciate you having us.
Thank you so much. We appreciate the opportunity.
Coming up next on the November edition of Our Town, we'll finish up our conversations with Jay Bozovich on the Lane County Board of Commissioners.